Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher. It's Jackie Wilson bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm having so much fun. I'm losing track of the clock. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Yancey. Ken is the CEO of SCORE, score.org, an organization I encourage you to either volunteer if you think you've got the goods to help other folks and you want to give back. It's all about volunteering, folks. All about sharing your ideas, casting your pearls before these hungry minds wanting to learn more about how to be better at running their small business, starting a small business. And so I encourage you to check out the local SCORE chapter near you to either volunteer, or if you're one of those minds and you're hungry for the information, ask them for help. Ken, thanks again for all the hard work and the great work that you guys do. Talk to us about the startup landscape. I've been concerned about this since the fall of 2008. Ken, when everybody was saying, oh, just wait till the economy picks back up, you know, the startups will get going again and we'll turn this thing around. Ken, I didn't think so. I knew what the credit landscape looked like. I knew what the personal asset landscapes looked like. And I said then, I predicted then that the startup scenario would not be as robust this time as the past. And that's what's come to pass. I'm hoping it's improved. What do you think?
You know, I think, Jim, that it's ticking up a little bit for us. You know, we, even through those years, we continued to see people that were interested in starting a business, and most of them were what I think you and I over the years have referred to as accidental entrepreneurs or unintentional entrepreneurs, people whose life circumstances have dictated that they look to entrepreneurship to provide, quite frankly, for their family and their needs. You know, we're still seeing that. The challenges are that the access to capital and the debt is so different today. You know, there's really no second mortgages on a home, which was a great source. You know, banks never really lent into the startup environment. As a former banker, even back 20 years ago, we didn't lend in that. So they've never been a great source. You know, today, friends and family is a good source. And even though we don't recommend that businesses start on credit cards, you know, there's a lot of folks that do that, and they do it because that's the only source that they have, and they have a dream and they want to follow it. So, you know, we're seeing people coming in that want to start businesses, Jim. It is more difficult now, as, you know, everything is a bit more difficult. You and I were talking about sponsorships and things like that. Those relationships are more difficult as well. Mm-hmm. But entrepreneurs are resilient. They figure it out. You know, that's one of the great things about that mindset.
It's all part of bootstrapping. You know, bootstrapping has no monetary design. Bootstrapping is basically creating something from nothing. That's, in my opinion, that's the definition of bootstrapping, creating something from nothing. And nothing doesn't mean absolutely zero. I mean, you got clothes, you got shoes you can wear, you got a car you can drive, you know, you got maybe two nickels you can rub together, but it's pretty close to, darn close to nothing. At least it was for me, Ken, back in 89. And so bootstrapping could be, you know, in 2003, let's say, bootstrapping would have been a $3,000 credit line and $10,000 worth of equity in your home. You would have bootstrapped from that, right? 2008 forward, you got no credit line on your credit cards. You probably upside down on your house. So instead of having that equity, that capital you can invest, you got maybe literally two nickels to rub together. And so you bootstrap from a more basic level.
But you still, and then maybe you have still friends and family. Yeah, you may have friends and family that are interested in your idea or your goals. You know, you may have an opportunity to find a customer that would want to invest because of your ability to supply a certain talent or product or service. So, you know, a lot of ways to do that. And with a little luck, if the Senate acts, we may have a little crowdfunding opportunity. Mm-hmm. that's going to come up, which is interesting.
That's not
going to be for everybody.
I'm reserving my judgment on that one, Ken. I'm concerned about that, but I hope I'm wrong. But that crowdfunding thing, I'm concerned that that's going to turn into a bomb that's going to blow up.
Well, it's going to have to be regulated to some degree. The investors are going to have to be very careful, and small business owners that take advantage of it need to understand that there are going to be some reporting requirements.
They're going to have
so that those that are investing can understand what's happening with their money. And so
that's where the bomb's going to happen come from.
Could be. But it's still out there, and it's going to be good for some people. So at least there's a move.
I hope I'm wrong. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for all the great work you and your volunteers do.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all you do. I look forward to being with you again soon.
Yeah, Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen. Or score.org. Check it out. I'm going to I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.